Chof Dalet Sivan, Thursday the 11th of June, Rabbi Avigdor, Brazil, Loshon Hara.
Right. Just tell me you get a shearing afterwards as well. Okay.
This week I always term as Musa week. You know, you have various weeks. You have bird week, you have this, wild animals week, protect the environment week. You've got Musa week. This is Musa week because the week joins two Shabbosays. Last week Shabbos and this week Shabbos. In between there's a week. And if you look at Rashi, the first Rashi on the Parsha, Lo Minismacho, why is the Parsha of the Meraglim, why is it juxtaposed to last week's Parsha? What's the connection? They saw what happened to Miriam. Ro, Veloy Lok Chumusa, the Meraglim saw what happens, if you speak Lashon Hara, they didn't take Musa, and therefore they also spoke Lashon Hara, and then we ended up in Golders Green. So the vote is, Lok Chumusa, Kach Musa, the joining of the Pashas, the week, the seam is the seam, and the theme of the seam is Kach Musa, so take Musa, to be metaken that. So I'll say over in halacha, I know you've got a shear on Lashon Hara, but I say it a little bit differently, a different bit, with the Makairas a little bit. One halachic point, and we'll develop that into a hashgofa and a musa point. The halacha point, interesting, Chovitz Chaim, how he builds up something. Let's understand what Lashon Hara is and what Bechilas is, and what the halacha involved. The Chofetz Chaim at the beginning of Shmiras HaLoshon brings down lists, lois aseis, lavim, and mitzvahs asei, that one could be over. I think it's about seven default, and then the others which one could transgress, could offend, and that's it. The lois aseis and the aseis, he has other ones, and he lists them. Lois alechokhomech, lois is Hashem HaShov, lifnei v'nesid mitzvah, lois chal Hashem kodshi, v'chulei, etc. There's a whole list. And I'll just look at one of them from last week's parsha. Very interesting one. The Torah tells us, Yishoma b'nega tzoras, be careful not to get tzoras. Don't get tzoras. Now, the Chofetz Chaim, when he lists these lois aseis and aseis, he goes through a process where he discusses eight, if you call it scenarios, or eight variables, and he will discuss, does this apply in each of the variables? Meaning, befonov, shalai befonov, in front of his, behind his back. Emes, sheker. Loshon hara, rechilus. Mekabel, mesaper. He will take the lav, that's like the title, so to speak, the headline. And now I'll ask, says the Chofetz Chaim, does this lav, does this loisa say apply to Loshon Hara? Does it apply to Achilles? Does it apply to the one who's listening, the one who's speaking? Does it apply if he's saying Kuk, if he's saying Shek, etc.? That's one thing he does. Now when he comes to Yishoma Menega Tzorais, he brings the Rai from the Ramban, who argues on the Ramban in this, that if you, not only one is not allowed to cut physically Tzorais from the body, you're not allowed to touch Tzorais, someone who will get Tzorais in those days will get this, whatever, leprous growth. It's not leprosy actually, but it's some sort of growth. Is a spiritual disease, if you like, which manifested itself physically. Not only are you not allowed actually to cut it, but you have to be careful not to bring it on yourself. And that becomes, according to the Ramban, a lois aseh or an aseh. Chofetz Chaim has a little bit of a shaila, is it a mitzvah aseh? Lois aseh, pen, ishome, a mitzvah aseh, lois aseh. He has a little bit of a shaila about that. So, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara, because if you talk Lashon Hara, this would lead to Tzoras. So by talking Lashon Hara, you're bringing Tzoras upon yourself. Do not bring Tzoras upon yourself. That is the Chofetz Chaim bringing it as a mitzvah. Lois aseh, right at the beginning, I think it's the third one. It's the second one, I think, actually, that he brings down. This is a lois aseh. Do not bring Tzoras. Now, he discusses as follows. Very interesting. How do we know which of the scenarios it applies to? So the Chofetz Chaim goes through Tanakh, more or less, finds out the scenarios where this happened, and then you can work backwards. If Ploini, Almoini, got Tzoras, was it Rechilas, was it Lashon Hara, was it Befonov, was it Shlom Befonov? So I'll see, they got Tzoras, so it proves that A person would get tzaraas for doing X, therefore I can list X as what you mustn't do in order not to get tzaraas. That's how the Chofetz Chaim develops it. So, he looks at the classic case in last week's parasha, which is what we're talking about, the joining of here. Miriam got tzaraas. So, Aleph, number one, she was a mesaper. She told over Lashon Hara. So you see, the person who tells Lashon Hara gets tzaraas. Then he says, what about Rechilus? Now, here's my important point, because we're going to see an interesting thing. Rechilus is speaking from one person to another, passing on news, which is not particularly bad. You're not saying the person is bad, but you're trying to get one person to argue, to quarrel, to create a machloikas, a broigas, some sort of controversy between two people. That's Rechilus. When it's not classically bad, you're not saying the person did an avera, you're not saying they have a bad midah, you're not saying they stole, etc. But you're saying they're doing something which is going to hurt you, that is Rechilus. So Rechilus, it can be also Lashon Hara. Rechilus, though, is defined as starting up between two people when it's not particularly a bad thing. Lashon Hara is when it is bad, as it stands, you're saying this person is bad or he's done something bad, he has a bad midah. That's Lashon Hara. That's between Lashon Hara and Rechilus. Says the Chofetz Chaim, okay, Doyeg. Doyeg got tzaraas, the story of Shaul HaMelech, the Noivir HaKoyanim. You see that Doyeg got tzaraas, that was a case of Rechilus, and it wasn't Ra, but it was Rechilus. So, we have here a case of someone who spoke Rechilus, and he got tzaraas. So I'm going to tell you that Hishome Menega Tzaraas applies both to Lashon Hara and Rechilus. Chofetz Chaim's right. Applies to both Lashon Hara, and it applies to Rechilus, arrived from Miriam Lashon Hara, because, and there was no Rechilus over there, by the way, it was Lashon Hara, and Doyeg arrived Rechilus, so I've got to write. What about the Makabel? Interestingly enough, the Chofetz Chaim says, I don't know, he's got a sofek. And I'll leave you with a question that you could discuss at your Shabbos tables, etc. He has a sofek about the Makabel. However, when it comes to the mitzvahs asay in the Ramban, remember what happened to Miriam, there's a mitzvah asay in the Torah according to Ramban. Remember what happened to Miriam, this is the Rambam left out in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Remember what happened to Miriam. There the Chofetz Chaim clearly says the Makabel doesn't have this mitzvah asay. Why? When it comes to mitzvah asay, is he clear the Makabel doesn't have the mitzvah asay? When it comes to mitzvah lois asay, of Hishomim Elego Tzaraas, there he's got a sofik. Interesting question. I have an answer, but I don't want to go into it now. I just want to make this other point. Why, in this one, is he so clear there's no Makabel, not over, and in the first, so to speak, in the lois asay, he says it's a sofik, I'm not sure. What's the difference between the mitzvahs asay and the mitzvahs lois asay? Okay, back to our build-up. Says the Chofetz Chaim, he asks the question, Shai Pick asks an interesting question. He brings down, this is in the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, in the underneath in the Chofetz Chaim, where he develops the lomdus and the iyun in the sugya, he asks the following question. The Gemara tells us that there are two sorts of kapora for Lashon Hara, contradictory. One kapora is the me'il, the other one, the me'il for the Kohen Gadol war, etc., and the other one is Negoim tzaraas, says the Gemara. Is it this or that? Gemara in Erechin. Answers the Gemara, there's a difference. If ahani maisov, ahani maisov means, did it work? Did what you spoke about, did your Lashon Hara work? If the Lashon Hara worked, then one would get tzaraas. If it didn't work, then the me'il would be mechaper. That's the Gemara. Frank of Shapik. I have got a kasha. If you're telling me that tzaraas one only gets when it works, so he says like this. What does Rashi say? What does it mean it works? Niskoitatu. There was a quarrel, there was an argument. That's when you get tzaraas. Frank of Shai Pig, a gvaldiga kasha from the pasha last week. Miriam got tzaraas. There was definitely no ktota between her and Moshe Rabbeinu. Adrava, she was saying a good thing as the Ramban, the Rishonim bring down, it was her brother, she loved him, she was saying a Shevach, it was totally L'Shem Shemayim, and so on and so forth. There was no quarrel, there was no argument. Frek der Kasha, Gvaldiga Kasha, if there's no argument, then you see that even where it's not a Hani Maisov, you get Tzaraas. So, how can the Gemara make that Chiluk? A Bomba Kasha. Answer the Chofetz Chaim like this, and it works out from the Chofetz Chaim, a Gvaldiga Chiddush, which I'm also going to say over my Chiddush and the Chofetz Chaim's Chiddush over here. Zokna Chofetz Chaim, I'll tell you. There's two things we said. There's Rechilus, there's Lashon Hara. Rechilus is to try and make people start up with each other. Lashon Hara is saying something is bad. We're not even causing a riv. It's just telling something bad about someone to someone else. Zokna Chofetz Chaim, okay, I'll give you. In Rechilus, Ahani Maisov, being effective, is if you cause a quarrel. Point of Rechilus is to start up. You cause the quarrel, it's effective. You didn't cause a quarrel, it's not effective. So in Rechilus, Ahani Maisov means it worked. Doyeg, in the case of Doyeg, Shaul HaMelech killed Ir HaKodesh, so therefore it worked. Taras. In Lashon Hara, Ahani Maisov means something else. Ahani Maisov means that the person was Mekabel the Lashon Hara. I said over Lashon Hara to him, and he or her or she was Mekabel. That is called, my act was effective. That is called Ahani Maisov. So in Rechilus, Ahani Maisov means you have to see something being started up between them, you have to see some closely machlekes. But in Lashon Hara, I said it over, they were Mekabel. They were Mekabel. That already is effective in Lashon Hara. So the first time, that's the answer to Pshaipik's Kasha. And Memela, in Rechilus, Ahani Maisov means it was effective and it caused a quarrel. In Lashon Hara, Ahani Maisov means it was Mekabel. Now, let's go back. Chofetz Chaim builds on this, a great yesod. There are two sorts of kapara for Lashon Hara. Remember, we said, the Gemara says in Erechim, Ahani Maisov to As, Lo Yahani Maisov, the Me'il. That means you're still over Lashon Hara. Lo Yahani Maisov. You're still over Lashon Hara there. You need the kapara from the Me'il. So the Chofetz Chaim, over Zoy, if that's true, I've just explained that Ahani Maisov by Lashon Hara is just making the person be Mekabel. If he's Mekabel. Lo Yahani Maisov, he's not Mekabel. So says the Chofetz Chaim, if I tell Lashon Hara to someone, and I know he will not be Mekabel, I'm going to be over. That is, I'm going to fail. That is the case of Lo Yahani Maisov with Lashon Hara, where you need a cover up from the meal. So if I tell someone Lashon Hara, I know he's not going to be Mekabel, I'm over on Lashon Hara. That's the Chofetz Chaim's halacha. And he proves, he's proved his build up like this, answering the kasha. But mainly in Lashon Hara, Lo Yahani Maisov, someone who's not Mekabel, that is still over. The question would be, you can also argue about this, and again, I can't deal with all the points that are coming up here. What would be in Rechilus? Rechilus, Ahani Maisov, is quarrel. Would Lo Yahani Maisov just be Mekabel, or would it be at another stage now? Good question, Rabbi Brazil. Don't know. Enough trachten, and you need to argue about it. That's something you could actually think about. Would be Lo Yahani Maisov would work. Would you just go down one stage? It was effective because of the quarrel. That's Hani Maisov. Lo Yahani Maisov, Mekabel. Or no, Lo Yahani Maisov wasn't even Mekabel. We'll see. In Rechilus, that you have to know is it a different idea than Lashon Hara. But that's another shmooth and another shit. But let me tell you something. Now I've got a question. We always have a question in Halach in Lashon Hara. They tell me there are people who speak when they're in the shower to themselves or something like that, right? My kids tell me there's someone in their house who does that. And the question is like this. If you talk to yourself, Lashon Hara, are you over Lashon Hara? And by the way, we can extend that Shayla Lothi if you write in your diary, Lashon Hara. Now there's no such thing as writing, no such thing as diaries, no such thing as pens. You know, you did in your dictaphone, which is also an old-fashioned thing, whatever it is that you have in your hand, you know, you speak into it to yourself. I personally pass and I hold that it's not Lashon Hara. Person talks to themselves, not Lashon Hara. It might be bad midas. And one of the things, you forget it after a while, then you press the button again, 3 years later, and you hear yourself saying it, and it riles you up again. Bad midas, it's not a good thing to do. But I would claim there's no Lashon Hara if there's no Mesapa and Mekabel. Unless you say this machine is a Mesapa. That's the new Torah to nowadays of technology. The machine is a Mesapa, ich bin a Mekabel. Ken Zayn, if you want to argue that out. We can hear that. But I hope personally, really, there has to be a Mekabel. So if you walk around the whole time and talk Lashon Hara, you're venting your frustration, it's not a good middah, you're paying a price, not Lashon Hara. Now the question is, the Chofetz Chaim has laid down the following principle. If you speak Lashon Hara to someone who is not Mekabel, and you're Mesha'er, you work out that you know he's not going to be Mekabel, you're still over Lashon Hara, that is a case of Loi, Ahani Maisov, as we've said. That's a case where it doesn't work, but it's still called Lashon Hara, you're still over the love. So if I tell someone who's not Mekabel, who doesn't understand what I'm saying properly, right? The two cases. I'm telling someone who's Mekabel, Ahani Maisov. I'm telling someone who's not Mekabel, is Lashon Hara But it's not Hani Maisel, but it's Lashon Hara. I'm telling myself it's not Lashon Hara. Now what happens if you tell someone, so what stage is it that you're talking to someone and they're not makabel? Let's say you tell a kid who doesn't understand what you're saying. Let's say you tell someone who doesn't understand your language properly. Is that called he's not makabel? Or is that called talking to myself? That's the question. I'll lay down your soig like this. I'll tell you your soig like this. In order for there to be Lashon Hara, there has to be a Mesaper and a Shomea. In other words, if I would tell over, as we say in England, or in the old days, again, we had such a thing called a fairy story. If I tell you a fairy story, you understand what I'm saying. But you know it's rubbish, it's not true, it's a fantasy. That is called Mesaper Shomea, because you understood the whole thing that I told over to you. You understood. So there was communication between me and you. That is the aleph base of Lashon Hara. If I'm by myself, there's no communication. This is Lashon Hara Bichlal. But if I'm in front of someone and I communicate something to you, you understand what I said, that already is the degree of Lashon Hara. You're not makabel, it's not true. But you heard the whole thing. That is the stage the Chofetz Chaim is talking about. If you tell a kid who doesn't understand properly, you tell someone who doesn't understand the language, you speak too fast like I'm doing now, etc. If you speak very fast, then Einochonami, it's not Lashon Hara. Because there's no Shemaya. So, your side in Lashon Hara has to be, there's got to be a Mesaper and a Shomea. The Mekabel, if he's Mekabel, that's Hani Maisel. If he's not Mekabel, loy Hani Maisel. But it's meant like the Shomea, he has to have a Shomea, someone who understands what you're saying, because there's got to be this communication, he has to understand the story, maybe he doesn't believe it's true. That's your side we came out with last week in Shul, in Alocha, in Lashon Hara. The Me'il is Mechaper, if I could just go quickly into that. It's a very interesting thing, a mill being mechaper. I understand the goyim, we all understand the goyim. Saraz, we understand. Isra, mitzayro, motzora, he makes his shemra, he sits outside the machne. But what is this me'il? Actually, you don't do anything for the me'il to be mechaper, by the way. Do you have to believe in the me'il for it to be mechaper? Do you have to know it's being mechaper? What actually happened? The Kohen Gadol had the me'il, he wore the me'il. How is it mechaper? But I want to understand the remez here. So, in Rashi and the Gemara's tell us, the reason the me'il was mechaper, there's a lot of similarities between me'il and the idea of Lashon Hara. It made a noise, it had bells, it has a peh, it's called them, the mouth of the me'il, so to speak. The top of the me'il is called the mouth. There was sort of similarities, symbolic. Although we do not hold of symbolism, that's a whole other issue we won't talk about now. Not actually symbolism, but there's a connection. I want to say the following connection. Most of us here are aware of Lashon Hara, the idea of Lashon Hara, and we've all learnt, and we all know, that even if it's true, it's Lashon Hara. One of the eight things. Even if it's true, it's Lashon Hara. And we're all past that. We're all mature enough and old enough and experienced in Lashon Hara to know that even if it's true, it's Lashon Hara. But have you ever thought about it? That is actually quite odd. It's not only odd, I would say one of the most powerful drives to talk Lashon Hara. One of the most powerful drives is because it's true. And I'll tell you what I mean. When someone is righteously indignant, you know something about somebody that everyone else holds is a great tzaddik, is a great rabbi, great teacher. You know something, and you can't say it over. And everyone's praising, and everyone's helping, everyone's doing something. Anyone. That is very, very hard to resist, if it's awesome. Sometimes it's mutter. There are heterin, chinuch, koeles, they're various heterin. But let's say it's awesome. I have information about the world, no one else knows, but I know the truth. And the world is getting warped, because they don't really have the right idea about this person, whether it's man, woman, child, whatever it is. And children's also lost enough. I know, no one knows. Now, the drive to do something about that is actually the koech of yetzirah. I want to create a better world. And therefore, it's almost an idealistic drive. When you took Lashon Hara because you're mean, you're nasty, you want to hurt someone else because they've got a business, because they hurt you, and so on and so forth, everyone gets it. So don't talk Lashon Hara. You can hear, you can feel the evil there. You can feel it's bad. But when it's just a true point, it's a true point. And it means that people don't understand. And I do understand. Therefore, the world is malfunctioning. The world is distorted. I can fix up the world. That is actually koach ha-yetzirah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam made the world. He fixed the world. All the Marishan had that koach to build worlds. Yotzer Eilomos, that was the seduction of the Nochosh. If you eat from Eitz Hadas, you will be Yotzer Olamos. That's a terrific seduction for any Odom, because that's the ultimate, the highest, to be like the Borei Yisborach, to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be a Yotzer. I can now fix the world, because if I tell everyone what's going on, I fixed up the world. I'm talking about, again, in a case where you're prohibited for saying. How, therefore, in Musar, in psychology, in Hashkofa, whatever you want to call it, how can you resist? What midah would you need to use to be able to stop yourself and to sort of subdue, suppress, appease this drive to fix the world up? I know something, the world doesn't know something. The answer is Rabbeisai, midas hatznius. Because what tznius is not just to do with clothes. Tznius means that a person, a sort of what we call in English, someone that has a heart on the sleeve, which is a nice thing to a certain extent, but it's also not nice, because you don't want your heart on your sleeve. That's not where the heart can function. You have a heart attack like that. You want your heart inside your body, right? Heart on your sleeve is sort of an American myth, if I'm allowed to say, of being very, very open about everything. And everyone knows everything, and everyone knows what I know, and I know what everyone knows, etc. And we're all sort of mushed together. Tznius means I've got an insight. There's a world inside me. There's something in there. There's a pnim. There's something on the outside, there's something on the inside. I have to function on the outside, but I've also got an inner world. Someone who does not have an inner world will find it impossible not to speak Lashon Hara, particularly when it's true, because if he lives his whole life sustained, nourished by what's going on in the whole world around him, and he's part of that, then how on earth, when he knows something, he has to fix up the whole world? Because that's where he lives, that's where he's sustained, that's where his chiyus is, that's where his nourishment comes from. But someone who has an inner world, called Midas HaSoid, if you like, a world inside himself, not everyone sees it. Not everyone has to know what I think. I have ideas. I even have ideas about Rabbeinu Shlomo, I don't say out. Do you know Midas HaSoid is the most powerful he'ora, understanding of God a person has, if he holds it in, it will last longer. As soon as he says it out, Bethesda says this, a few places, etc. Daiga Belevish, Chazal tell us, if you're worried, Daiga Belevish, Yasichenu Lachem, talk it out, because when you talk it out, there's a relief. But it works backwards as well. Not backwards, but it works for the Ra as well. Something you have inside. If immediately you say, gee whiz, you look at that, see this, do what, etc., etc., you lose it. There's a koyach to retain insight. Dwell on it. Mull it over. Introspection. Keep it with you. Keep it inside. It doesn't always have to go all over the world. You don't always have to tell everyone straight away what you heard, what you saw, what you did, and so on and so forth. That's Midas Hatznius. That's called Midas Hatznius. Have an insight. And on the outside they think like that. Have an insight. That Midah helps you not talk Lashon Hara, because someone who has Midas Hatznius, so he will know something. Okay, in my inner world, I know this and I know that, and I know about myself, and I know about Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I know about Fred. I know all these things. This is my inner world. On the outer world, different world. Two worlds. There's not a massive drive that I'm living only on the outside world, and therefore I can't hold this in, because I have where to put it. Memela, it's geshmak, that the me'il is mechabek for Lashon Hara. What's the me'il? The me'il, I once used this word before here, is, if we use an American word again, sorry, quintessential is a great American word which they like using. I mean, Jewish observers, so to speak. Quintessential, quintessential garment is the me'il. In other words, that's classic. What is the garment? What is a garment? A garment is something which says, there's an inside, there's an outside. That's what a garment says. There's an inside, and that's on the outside. So Me'il represents Sneers, represents the fact there's an inner world, and there's an outer world, and that's what I'm here for, says the Me'il, to protect you from the outer world, and this is what happens on the outer world, and the inner world's an under, there's a mechitza between the two worlds, two elomets. That's the Me'il. I remember I once said over here, I think a couple of years ago, that's the pshat in Toichei Kabara, Talmud Chacham has to have Toichei Kabara, like the Oroin, three boxes, gold, wood and gold. And the question, of course, is if you're going to say Toichei Kabara, the inside is equal to the outside, then why not have solid gold? Much more valuable, much better. The answer is no, you need to have two worlds. You can't have one world. If you live everything on the outside, the inside's all one thing, that's bad news. You need a box inside, and you need a mechitza, and you need a box outside. Both need to be gold. both need to be wonderful, both need to be Torah-dik, etc. But you need an inner world. That has to have an inside box and an outside box, and there has to be a box between them. That's the meal! The Me'il separates the inside and the outside. If you separate from the inside and the outside, you do not have this drive. On this particular drive, there are many drives to talk about Lashon Hara, but this one, that a person needs to fix things up, needs to make things function properly, and I can't stand it that the world's going all crazy, but if I live on the outside, I'll never be able to resist that drive. But if I have an inner world, I can resist it. I put my idea over here. I know this, because I know hundreds of things. I've got a whole world inside that I have my ideas in. Good things, bad things, and neutral things. This is my world. Have my world. That is a vada something that will help a person not to blush and horror. Have a good chance. Honey, my son.